This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, February 12th. Good morning. I'm Jeff Dowling. Here's today's headlines. Ross on women in ag. Westlands backs Delta salinity action. LAO urges prudence on ag spending, and Trump rebuked on some tariffs. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross used a World Ag Expo appearance to spotlight the expanding role of women in agriculture and the importance of telling a broader story about the industry's future. Ross tied her remarks to a recent United Nations resolution recognizing women's contributions to agriculture, calling it an opportunity to elevate their visibility and bring new attention to the people behind food production. She described agriculture as rooted in family, community, and responsibility to sustain land and resources for the next generation. She also pointed to demographic shifts, noting women now make up a significant share of farm decision makers. Women account for roughly 63% of California farm operators involved in decision making and about 43% of producers, a number, she said, has grown rapidly over the past decade. Ross said the trend is reflected inside state government as well. More women in leadership roles at CDFA than when she first came to Sacramento 3 decades ago. California is home to more than 45,000 women producers who collectively steward over 11 million acres of farmland, that according to the California Grown Campaign Program. The Westlands Water District is supporting a request from members of California's congressional delegation urging Governor Gavin Newsom to act on implementation of the Port Chicago Water Quality Standard, arguing the issue has no major implications for water supply reliability in the Central Valley. In a letter to the State Water Board, General Manager Allison Febo said, "The lawmakers' request underscores the need for clarity on how the standard will be applied as state and federal agencies manage Delta operations." Westlands warned that uncertainty around the requirement could constrain pumping and further limit deliveries to farms served by the Central Valley Project. Febo framed the issue as a part of the broader concern over maintaining reliable water supplies for agriculture amid drought, groundwater restrictions, and tightening environmental regulations. She emphasized that consistent project operations are critical for growers making long-term planting and investment decisions. The Port of Chicago standard is intended to prevent salinity intrusion in the Delta, but has drawn criticism from water users who argue it can restrict exports during key periods. Westland said it supports efforts by the congressional delegation to encourage coordination between the Newsom administration and water agencies to balance water quality protections with supply reliability for farms and for rural communities. California lawmakers should apply a very high bar to new environmental and agriculture spending proposals as the state faces persistent budget deficits. That according to a new report from the Legislative Analyst's Office. The office acknowledges the governor's plan for natural resources, environmental protection, and agriculture is relatively restrained with limited new spending focused largely on near-term health and safety risks. But the report warns the state's fiscal outlook remains precarious, citing multi-year structural deficits estimated at $20 billion to $35 billion annually and risk tied to potential revenue declines. The governor proposes about $18.9 billion in total funding for natural resources, environmental protection, and agriculture departments, with overall spending declining from previous years as one-time surplus area funds phase out. LAO recommends lawmakers prioritize only urgent, time-sensitive proposals, modify others to reduce general fund pressure, and reconsider existing commitments. Even justified new spending, it cautioned, will require trade-offs elsewhere in the budget. House members dealt a blow to the Trump administration's tariffs on Canada when they voted to overturn them in the first of what could be a series of votes on the president's trade agenda. The House voted to repeal the tariffs, 219 to 211 last night. Six Republicans joined all but one Democrat in backing the effort. House Ag member Dan Newhouse of Washington was among those who voted to eliminate the tariffs. The Senate has passed a similar measure to scrap the Canadian duties, but neither effort has received a veto-proof majority. President Trump has argued the merits of his tariffs in recent months. In a Truth Social post immediately following that vote, he credited tariffs for recent stock market highs, and he threatened any Republican who voted against the duties with, quote, consequences come election time. Notably, Newhouse has already announced his forthcoming retirement. The Congressional Budget Office yesterday estimated that foreign exporters would absorb 5% of the cost from the Trump tariffs. About 30% would be paid by U.S. businesses, reducing profit margins, consumers footing the rest of the tab. USDA has released framework to combat what it calls politically motivated lawfare against farmers, ranchers, and agriculture producers. The framework defines agriculture lawfare as the use of administrative, legal, and legislative government systems to adversely impact farmers, ranchers, and agriculture producers. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins was joined at an event yesterday by several farming families that had been or are in disputes with government agencies over the use of their farmland. This is an incredibly complicated issue, Rollins said, noting the cases represented by the families involved government agencies at all levels. One action item in the framework is to, quote, inventory and reduce civil and criminal penalties in regulation on U.S. agriculture production that in line with an executive order issued by President Donald Trump that aims to, quote, ease the regulatory burden on everyday Americans and ensure no American is transformed into a criminal for violating a regulation they had no reason to know exists. Here's today's final word. My favorite part of my job, besides the food and wine and dairy, is the people that I work with and the people I work for, which are people of California in the farming community. And that's the word of CDFA Secretary Karen Ross at the World Ag Expo. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, February 12th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Allen.